What happens when we start rejecting foolishness and embrace God's truth? Well, that takes us to this next slide, which I call the three biblical keys to wisdom in our friendship. And there are three of them, and I'd like to walk through them with you. If we're not distracted from God's wisdom, this is what we start incorporating into our lives. God advises us, first of all, if we are wise, to value our friends and to invest in our friends instead of being foolish and silly and hardened, and to give counsel to our friends. Now, let me just take you through those verses. See 27:10, 18:24, and 27:6, 9, and 17. So open in your Bible to chapter 27 of the book of Proverbs in verse 10. And just give you a contrast. If we choose to overcome our distracted, self-absorbed, focused life, if we choose to do that, one of the areas God says we should work on is we should learn to value friends. Chapter 27 and verse 10 says, "Do not forsake your own friend or your father's friend, nor go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor nearby than a brother far away." You know what the Lord says? Value friends. That's wisdom. Okay? Secondly, the Lord says invest in them. Turn back to chapter 18 in your Bible and look at verse 24. This is the investment we're supposed to make if we're wise. "A man who has friends must be friendly, for there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." So what we do is we invest in them. To be friendly means you spend time with them. You get to know and enjoy things that they enjoy. We spend time with our friends. Now remember, the Bible says that if we're wise, we don't gravitate toward friends. That was way back, if you remember, in the earlier lessons, I talked about being selective. Why did Solomon ruin his life? He followed after pagans worshiping other gods. Psalm 1 says, "Don't walk, stand, or sit in the seat of the scorner," those who mock at God, those who are not walking in his way. So this isn't talking about pagan, wicked, ungodly friends, but wise friends, we invest in them. And finally, God says, if we're going to be a good friend and wise, look at chapter 27. This is probably the hardest part of biblical friendship. And a wise person values and invests in friendship. But look at chapter 27, verse 6, because this is probably the single hardest thing for me. I mean, it's very hard for me with my friends that I know and love and spend time with to do this. "Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful." We're supposed to counsel our friends. What does that mean? That's part of our fellowship, walking in the light. We say, "You're acting a little differently. What's going on in your life? You've changed." And we start applying biblical truth. In fact, keep going to verse 9. It says, "Ointment and perfume delight the heart, and the sweetness of a man's friend gives delight by hearty counsel." How many times in my life have people come to me and said, "You're not acting the same way we're used to. What's going on in your life? Is everything..." And they start asking questions like, "Is everything all right in your family? Is everything all right between you and the Lord? What's going on?" Because, see, a friend, we counsel biblically. In fact, here's the last... Look at verse 17. Verse 17 of chapter 27 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friends." What the Lord is telling us is that we are supposed to get involved in our friends' lives. A New Testament example of this, turn to Hebrews chapter 10. This is why believers get together. Hebrews 10 defines what we, as brothers and sisters in Christ, that we're sharpening. This is what we're supposed to be doing. "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works." A wise person will be close enough to their friends, their spiritual friends or godly friends, or it's okay to have pagan friends, but with pagan friends, every time possible, if they're not saved, we try and bring up the gospel. In fact, I would be known to all my friends as a born-again Christian. Don't be a secret agent Christian. Don't hide from people that you're a believer, because you're supposed to be either pointing them to Christ or Hebrews 10:24, if they're a believer, considering how to stir them up to love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another as we see the day approaching. So, back to the slides. There are three biblical keys to wise friendship. Don't get distracted from them.